to episode number 16 of WP Late Night. I'm Ryan Immel, joined as always by Brad Williams and Dre Armada. Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm back.
You are back.
It's been like a year. Guess who's back?
Yeah, that's what we should have been playing at the beginning.
It's been 10 years.
Back again.
10 long years.
Feels like it, man. It's been, 3 weeks? Three long weeks since I've talked to you guys.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy because the one you were on your trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then my trip. And then last week kind of took off for the fourth, where we all did.
Tried to do one last week. It just didn't work. We were all over the place, and obviously with the holiday in the middle of the week kind of throws everyone's schedule out of whack. So, But we're back.
Feels good.
Back again.
Yeah, so it's been forever since I talked to you guys. What have you been up to? Brad, I guess we deserve a recap on your, what was it? Was it a 7 day? Was it a 10 day kind of excursion?
A cruise. I went on a cruise. Actually, I went on a destination wedding cruise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I actually got married. Sorry, ladies.
sad trombone.
Wah, wah. And I should preface this entire episode with, if you're expecting sound effects, don't, because I know you're sad, Ryan.
Yep, I'm devastated.
My sound effects thing is not working, and we had to ditch it at the last minute. So I'll get it fixed for next week. But anyways, we went on a 6 day cruise out of Baltimore, went straight to Bermuda, got married on the beach, all romantic-like, had about 40 family and friends there. It was a pretty amazing time from what I remember. Stuff, you know, it's on one hand it's awesome because you know, you're disconnected completely, no internet the entire time, which is a little weird the first couple days, but once you get used to it, then you're kind of like, I don't even want to go back to internet. Like, I like not being connected. I just want to be on an island with no internet and nobody talking to me and just rum swizzles all day long.
but
I had to come back. It was a fun time. It's always nice to unplug, right? Get away, clear your head, get away from all the internet and Twitter and WordPress and everything, you know? So,
episode 16, name candidate number one, rum swizzles.
Swizzles. That's the official drink of Bermuda.
I like it. A Bermudan rum swizzle. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, it was fun. So I missed you guys. I listened to the show. Yeah, Tony did great, man. You guys did. You did okay without me. I mean, you know. As good as to be expected, I guess.
Oh, we appreciate that.
That was the, he officially changed his name to the Mexican Brad. That is the new name of Tony Perez. That's good stuff.
Great.
Oh, man. What have you been up to there, Big Ryan?
Oh, man. Was visiting some family for a bit last week. So that was not quite a completely, you know, off the radar break, but, you know, you always end up with some time offline, and I agree. I was actually trying to look up, there's something I read in the last 24 hours, something about the IRL, the maybe somebody in the chat room read it as well and can link it up, like the in real life, that's what it's called, the in real life fetish. It's like an editorial about how we kind of more and more people are fetishizing just the virtue of being disconnected and not always, you know, online and stuff like that.
So Ryan, how is it that you fetishize? Is that the word you used? I'd like to learn
where you're going with that.
Here, I'll drop it in the chat because I found what I was looking for. I find it kind of interesting because it's the way services like Instagram kind of make photos look like they were actually taken on physical devices or physical, like printed, you know, like Polaroids almost, or
shit,
how people
cameras.
How people kind of brag about not having a Facebook account or not using Facebook that much, which I'm guilty of because it's like, oh, I don't really use that. I don't know, just kind of the swing back the other way I didn't really intend to go into this whole thing, but it made me remember that because I was unplugged last week as well. And just, you know, working on stuff. I did some, not to get real deep in the first 5 minutes of our show, but did some planning, did some 5 year kind of imagineering, to steal a Disney thing. And I'm sure.
Imaginizing.
There we go. TM. But I've been good. I've been good. I'm excited. If you're seeing the video, I managed to snag a shirt for a camp I didn't go to as well, Brad.
OC, baby.
Apparently,
that's the way to do it, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, my whining in the last episode when you were talking about yours—that's what it takes to "quote unquote" earn your own.
Man, I sure wish I was making Boston. Damn it! I'd love a T-shirt.
Is that this coming weekend?
I believe it's next week. Yeah, this weekend, isn't it? Holy cow!
Time flies.
We talked about having Lisa Sabin Wilson on last week, and with the holidays, that didn't work. And then this week, she's out on her way to Boston, or she might have just landed, or
she'll
be there this weekend. So,
yeah, good stuff. Well, hopefully, we'll get her on the show here pretty soon. Love to have her on. That'll be an interesting dynamic. Her and Brad beating each other up on the air. I'm digging it.
I like that idea.
I'll tell you, not much going in Dre's life, being that no one really asked. We don't really need to chat about that, but I'd love to know what you guys are saying.
Dre, what's going on with you, man? I want to know about Dre's day.
Dre's been waiting for 2 weeks to find out what you guys were going to be drinking this Wednesday evening here, July 11th at 5 p.m. West Coast time, the WP Late Night Show. That's what's up.
I'm keeping it classy over here. I have a... I'm kicking it up a notch, my friends.
Oh,
I have
look
a nice ruby red martini of sorts. I'm not sure what this is because April actually made it.
Man, no longer
She likes to experiment with martinis, so I call them thingamatinis. So she just kind of mixes a bunch of stuff together, and generally they come out okay. Sometimes they're not great,
it's a Bradford teeny.
Hey, this one's good. So if I get through this, I'm on.
April teenies. That's a good one too. I'll tell you, it's no longer Brad Williams. It's Sir Brad Williams to you, sir.
I can hear you. My tuxette.
What about you, Big Ryan?
A rum and cola tonight, so not my normal whiskey.
There's a change on two fronts. So no diet duff and a rum and cola. I'm a little shock top with a slice of orange over here.
It's kind of different too, man. We're all off kilter this week.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, I went from really shitty beer to semi-shitty beer. It's good times.
Big change.
You're working up there, man.
I'll tell you what, though. I won't get fined for it. Just kind of like what's been going on here with this torrent freak. Did you guys see that article? $7,000 fine for sharing WordPress for Dummies on a BitTorrent. What is going on?
Was your segue that you won't get fined for beer? Is that how you went into that?
Yes. Unless Otto's in the room, I'm good.
You're supposed to be the good segue guy. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to point that stuff out. But
no, I think it wouldn't be the show if we didn't do that.
As you were.
So that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so it looks like Wiley kind of took the trouble to, you know, track the perpetrator down and kind of lay the hammer down. So that's happening.
It's good for them, man. I mean, you know, as an author of some published material, books around WordPress, it can be a little frustrating because, I mean, I could go out there and, you know, one search in Google, I could download my book for free. It's not that hard to find, you know.
Brad, you should have a copy of your book. Go get your book. Well, you should have one of those.
They made me buy it.
I'll have the Mexican Brad sign it for you. How about that?
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't need to sign all of my books.
Yes.
I think it's good, man. I mean, you know, is it going to set a precedent? Is it going to keep people from doing this? No. I mean, it really doesn't. But at least they're getting something back, and maybe they're stopping one copy from floating around. You know, it's on a million sites, I'm sure. And being, you know, that's obviously probably the easily the most popular WordPress book out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of them are even on the same level as far as sales. You know, it just has a huge name behind it. That's like the de facto first book people buy for anything they're getting into, right? You always kind of go for the Dummies series. Most people do anyways.
So well, don't you think they would have they lost a little money in this whole endeavor with the courts and speaking with, what's his name, Judge William Pauly? I'm telling you that looking at defense lawyers and all that fun stuff to even put this through probably cost them more than seven grand they got returned for damages, right?
I'm sure it did. I mean, I'm sure they have a huge, you know, group of lawyers or law firms on retainer, but you're right. At the end of the day, what do lawyers charge? $250 an hour and up? Mm-hmm. I mean,
easy.
Yeah, so it's I'm sure they lost money on it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I think they're probably thinking hopefully it scares people from doing it, maybe thinking twice about it.
Right.
Especially sure. digital downloads. I mean, your name's all over the digital copy. So unless you're smart enough to kind of rip your name out of that thing, it's basically publicizing who gave that book out. So it's not that hard to figure out unless you're smart enough to get rid of that trail, which you certainly can do. But, I mean, it's nice to see. Is this going to stop much from happening? Probably not. I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it does suck when people pirate your stuff. But it happens. I mean, it's just the name of the game, I guess.
Word of the dizzle.
I mean, it's funny because it's obviously a digital copy of it. So I guess one thing when I see stuff like this, and whether it's books or music, it's kind of think the big question goes in my head is, you know, is there a, you know, maybe the price point's obviously high on digital download books. You know, the books that I write, the price point is almost the exact same as buying the book for digital copy.
Yeah.
And the authors have nothing to do with that. We don't set that price. We have nothing to do with it. The question is, like, if they actually lowered the price and made it, you know, a little more reasonable, so maybe a digital copy is $10 or $20 versus $40 for a digital copy, you think that would deter people from doing this? And they'd say, look, $10, you know, that's not much. I'd spend the 10 bucks. Or do you think this would still happen as much as it does now?
I don't think it'll deter. I think most of the folks that are doing this are going to do it anyways at whatever price point. And in some instances, it probably becomes more of a challenge and excitement to actually get it for free than the opening the book and not paying for it. So
I mean,
I doubt it.
The real bummer about the situation is that, I mean, the publishers really aren't looking for like what they can do to incentivize the people who are willing to put it up for free to people, and they really shouldn't. But it actually just works the other way. So, you know, when people make that stuff available, it's discouraging, or what it's doing is encouraging traditional publishers to either not do like digital versions of books or to like DRM them like crazy.
You know, we get the same kind of thing going on. I mean, it happens across our world in WordPress, right? I mean, there's almost like a set unwritten expectation that if it's digital, it should be free. Why the hell am I paying for it? I don't have that tangible thing in front of me, right?
Sure.
You know, I don't mind paying if it provides me value by any means, but it's kind of the nature of the internet, and it's been going on for years, and I doubt we'll ever get away from it completely. People may you can add all the DRM and all that crap around. There's always a way around it, right?
Yep.
And they're going to continue to do it. You're always going to have a band of folks that are willing to just, you know, go around all of those measures. And we're going to see it in our world, in the publishing world, anywhere that there's going to be goods that people can try to get for free.
Yeah, I mean, it's to your point. Like, it is sad because when this stuff happens, and obviously it happens all the time, we all know that. It does force, you know, publishers, whether it's, you know, books or music or whatever, or, you know, games or movies, anything, it forces them to kind of try to put those more stringent methods of protection around those things. You know, DRM is one example. I mean, I know when I wrote the books, they ask us as authors, do you want this to be DRM free or not? We actually get a say on that. And we,
interesting,
both the books I've done, we've made them DRM free. I don't want DRM on them. I hate DRMs. Why would I want to support that in any way?
Sure.
You know, so, but they do give you that option. Now, one thing I can see happening is like the plugin development book, there's over 80 individual plugins that we build throughout the book and you can download. And they have those available on the website. And they're absolutely available to anybody. So anybody can go to Rocks, look up the book, and there's actually a download section where you can download all the plugins by chapter. Mm-hmm. Whether you bought the book or not, you can download those. So you could actually go out there and get over 80 plugins, which in their own are very, you know, commented very well. You could actually learn a lot of stuff from looking at these plugins. You know, sadly, I could see the publishers start putting that behind kind of like a paywall or some type of, you know, you get a serial number within your book that you type in and that gives you access, you know, starting to lock stuff like that down, which I hope doesn't happen. But, you know, if they keep losing money, like lots of money on stuff like that, they might start doing that. You know, I hope it doesn't go that way, but at the end of the day, they got to make money, you know, and everyone needs to make their fair share. So,
I think it's not related specifically to WordPress stuff, but I think it's exciting to see what folks like Louis C.K. are doing with sort of his DRM free special. Now he's selling all of the tickets to his tour that he's putting together completely through his site, like off of, you know, Ticketmaster and all those things. I mean, in those cases, though, it's somebody who, I mean, it's nice because it's somebody who has sort of attained like mainstream fame,
mm-hmm,
and then is willing to sort of forego the safety net of going through, you know, the what would have been a, you know, DRM'd download, if there was a download at all, or through all of these more formal methods and doing it sort of on their own independently. I mean, hopefully that more of that kind of stuff will encourage the publishers out there that there is a market for, I guess, reasonable, like reasonable terms and prices. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of Louis C.K., I just started watching his show, and it's really, really funny. If you haven't watched his show, Louis, it's hilarious, so you should check it out.
Yeah.
Which is totally WordPress-related.
Yeah, so. No.
I haven't been on a comedy kick lately, but I have been watching, well, since we're talking about shows and stuff.
Please, yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite show? Let's go.
Well, I just finished season 2 of Game of Thrones. Have you guys seen that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
I haven't. No, it sounds like Brad has, though.
Bananas, man. I like it.
Sounds good stuff.
I like, yeah, that's I just have about to, as awesome as me opening another Shock Top.
Hey, Atlantis are always making deaths.
I have to run the other way from new and interesting shows because I get easily addicted to that stuff, and then I have to just burn through it all. I can't.
That's what I did.
It's that Netflix problem of like, or you know, however, you know, or even like an on-demand cable thing or whatever. If it's a show that you know is happening every week, I'm trapped in this. Since we're completely off topic, why not? I'm trapped in the situation where if it's a new show or if it's a show that's like, you know, on air on TV right now, I don't want to watch it because I think, well, it might get canceled or it might go away. And I don't want to get invested in something that's just going to stop. That happens to most TV shows. Mm-hmm. And second, if it's the other way around and it's all of it's available, then there's like next to nothing stopping me from just watching one after the other, after the other, after the other, and just killing hours of my life.
I did that over the last few weeks. We downloaded on demand, and you know, wind down in the evenings, watch an episode or two, sometimes three, painfully the next morning when we're up way too late. But dude, brilliantly orchestrated. There is some sci-fi stuff to it. So I think Brad, that's really more appealing to your kind of world than mine. But I think they did a pretty good job putting it together. It's pretty cool.
What do we? What?
Well, Brad, it's because
zombies,
you live in the future.
Because you're a zombie slayer.
He's a zombie future man broadcasting to us from 30 years in the future. How is it up there? Wow.
Dark.
So I kind of asked. I don't know how much you guys saw. Were you guys paying attention to the developer chat today, talking about potential scope for 3.5 WordPress 3.5? Back to
I saw about 8 seconds of it.
Okay,
I was in it for a little bit. You know, I didn't catch the whole thing. I didn't go back to Decipher at all.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us tonight.
That's all. You know, but I was thinking about it. It's kind of like, you know, it's definitely early to start saying, hey, we're going to see this in 3.5. There's definitely a lot of talk about, it sounds like the media within WordPress, media library, handling media. A lot of talk of making a very a more efficient release, similar to like 3.2, where they're really looking at kind of making some areas more efficient, faster, quicker, all that stuff. A lot of UI, UX stuff, APIs, XML, RPC. I mean, I who knows? They're going to release a list, and that's probably when we should really get into it. I mean, we could just throw out some BS rumors and say, hey, they're going to – I heard forums are going to ship with WordPress 3.5. Did you guys hear that? They're going to replace posts with message boards? It's weird. I don't quite get it, but we'll see.
Wouldn't have guessed that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Good time. I'm excited, though. I get like I think I said a few episodes ago, I'm trying to get back into this release and try to help out more on core, even if it is baloney, like really wussy type tickets.
Sure.
But to at least help wherever I can. So I'm excited to see it start moving. I did miss most of the meeting today, so nothing productive on that front for me. Mm-hmm. What I am excited about, in terms of what was put out for the 3.5 release cycle and the post that Mark Jakewith put out in recognition of a couple folks and some changes that are happening there. Andrew Nason and anybody in the WordPress world in terms of development or around the actual platform knows him as a robot. Because he truly is. The guy's a walking encyclopedia, and it's really great news to see him be promoted up to a lead developer. I think a congratulations is due. The kid is amazing, and I'm glad to see it happen. But along with that, some other moves with Daryl Cooper Smith and John Cave getting some love there as well in terms of being around and having temporary commit access. Daryl's going to continue there, I believe, through this full cycle. And then John Cave, if I'm not mistaken, is the same thing. He's been extended through this cycle at least as well. So Nason is lead dev, and then Daryl Cooper Smith and John Cave being pushed pushed forward through this cycle with commit access. So kudos to them. They're an integral part of making this whole thing happen and happen effectively. So I'm glad to see it, and congratulations to them and WordPress in general.
Boom.
Yay.
So I'm interested. That's
my applause sound effect.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand. You got to make it happen. No, I'm excited to see what it'll look like for a couple of versions to have a leader for a specific cycle.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, so Nason is the lead of 3.5, so he's kind of running things for this cycle.
He ran the chat today, too. So.
Yeah.
And to clarify, Helen, thanks for pointing that out. Actually, Daryl's been given permanent commit access there, so he moved away from temporary now into full commit access on an ongoing. So that's really cool stuff going on that front. Man, I can dig it.
Yeah. But no, it'll be interesting, particularly when things get into sort of crunch time as the schedule starts to creep up on final release candidates and code freezes and things like that. Because in the past, I mean, it was always sort of one of those, well, nobody was sort of definitely in charge of a cycle. And, mm-hmm. And sometimes it seemed like, okay, well, maybe this person or this other person is always going to kind of keep the reins of it. But kind of having it alternating is kind of an interesting idea. I think Joseph Scott in the comments to that post linked up Patch Pumpkins, which I'd never heard of before, which is seems like a sort of jargon for collaborative code projects about a quote-unquote notional token passed around among the members of a project. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny. But, he definitely did run the chat for the. It sounds like I didn't expect to have seen more of the chat than you guys, because I only got to see about a half an hour of it. And any time that there's scope talk, it's usually a bit longer than most.
Usually go almost a couple hours in some instances historically. So
yeah.
No, I unfortunately missed most of it putting out fires. So it is what it is. But very very cool news altogether. I think it's going to be a good cycle. I'm excited for it. What do you guys? Are you guys looking at kind of sinking your teeth in a little deeper this go around?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking media, hooking up media a little bit better, that's definitely one of the areas I think WordPress needs some help. So that's what excites me about this one. Just whether whatever part of media we're talking about, media, like just let's fix something in media and I'll be happy. So
yeah,
yes. That's what's got me excited. So I'm anxious to see kind of that finalized feature list, which they'll probably, refine down over the next few weeks. I did see they're looking around an early December release.
Yes, December 5th is the hard set.
It's the target. So Nason
made a point to say that is the date. Push comes to shove, there's no question. That is when it's released. So we'll see what happens. I
I think under his push on this cycle, he's going to make it happen, man.
I think it was early on in the chat, but I think he made the joke about just moving everything into moving all of that he wasn't afraid to just move all the updates into a branch in Subversion and just copy 3.4 over to 3.5 and say that was the release.
We're good, folks. What's up?
Yep, check it out. It might seem really familiar.
Boy, yeah, that was cool. I saw the post come out and was pretty excited about it. I've met all of them and they're all just super kick ass. So very very awesome.
And I was trying to catch up a bit this afternoon with the activity happening. Oh, thanks, Helen. It was a joke about retina, what I just said. Or retina, as I heard someone in my city refer to it as not too long ago. That's just a painful moment. that's a terrible thing. Nobody wants that. But I was trying to catch
silly
up on
Indiana.
The Make UI blog, which there's just been so much I think there's been more activity in the last like 2 or 3 weeks. Which we talked about on the last show a couple weeks ago, but there's probably been more activity there this month than there has been like the whole last year. It's really, really cool for people excited about kind of how WordPress kind of feels and looks and operates at a user interface level. So there's lots of interesting, more new user testing stuff that's been posted, all sorts of interesting ideas from people about how to improve like the WordPress setup process and all that. So I'll just, honestly, in the show notes, I'm just going to generally link up that blog because there's way too much stuff to pick out a single post that is worth digging into right now. Oh, and the wpdevel.wordpress.com is now make.wordpress.org/core. So,
booyah!
Just, you know, I guess dorky little URL changes are worth noting. So that happened.
Well, I wonder what discussions at WordCamps are going to bring in terms of 3.5 and speculation as the development lifecycle moves forward and stuff. I know that there's a bunch of camps coming up. And some that have just made the schedule, which is exciting to hear. But if I'm not mistaken, this weekend there's two big camps. Is that right? Is it Columbus and Boston this weekend?
Sounds like it. I knew about Columbus. I had overlooked
three
Boston.
Word camps.
Three. Third?
Columbus, Boston, and nobody knows. Bonus points. Anybody?
It's Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Edinburgh. Marky Mark, our resident Scottish WordPress fanatic, will not be going. So sad.
Bummer.
So sad. So sad. That's cool. That's probably, I don't know if you guys have seen the Boston website for this year. Probably one of the coolest logos I've seen for a WordCamp, in my opinion.
Which one? Headed there now.
The Boston camp. It reminds me of like a pro sports team. It's just super cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, Boston's always been a great one. I've been the last 2 years. I can't make this one, unfortunately, but the last 2 years I've had an absolutely awesome time. And it's actually a really big WordCamp. Like, I think they had 700, I want to say 600 or 700.
Yeah,
wow. Last
year. Maybe 800 last year. I mean, it was massive. It was really a lot bigger than I realized it was going to be until I got there. It's always a great camp. They have some really strong organizers. Who've been doing it for a while. They have one of the largest meetup groups, I think, WordPress meetup groups in the world. I think they're like top five as far as size. Really active community, and it certainly shows with their WordCamps. So,
well, look at the organizers page. That's the way it's supposed to be done. I mean, you give everybody roles and expectations in terms of what the end game is for that year, and look at the setup there. They have a whole page for the organizers. There's like 10 of them. And that makes things really efficient if you plan things out properly. So it's no it's not rocket science to see that they really got their stuff together here. So good stuff. Not to take credit away from anybody else that's having a camp, the one in Europe as well as Columbus, which I'm not sure the size, but it's going to be at Ohio State University, which sounds really awesome to me.
Are you headed to that, Ryan? I know you're not too far. It's a little bit of a drive for you, though.
Yeah, Columbus, I'll be there and speaking, I think two different times throughout the weekend. So
working you.
Yeah, so watch out. It's actually, I'm still nursing it. Just had the idea recently to put together a presentation, and I like the name more than anything else. It's Every Theme Sucks and Nobody Cares. That's the name of the title of the presentation, so I'm excited to give that one hopefully for the first time.
It looks like
weekend.
You're doing that's funny. It looks like you're doing a podcast one too.
There's a couple different ideas coming together. We'll see what can actually happen by the
bring time. Up this show and say, all right, step one on what not to do.
I got 99 problems, but a theme ain't one.
So but no, that should be fun. I went to Columbus last year, and it was a great camp, so I'm excited to...
It's like a good camp. I see Brian Lehman speaking. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I would sit on that one. Using Git, that would definitely be a great one.
Yep, Saeed's going to be there. Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So, in fact, we were talking a little bit about it before the show. I was going to miss San Francisco this year, and we talked about it today. You know, those plans changed, and we're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and at least send one of us, myself probably, and then maybe someone else from the team to go. And as we decided this, we're like, all right, this is cool. And like 10 seconds later, I get this awesome email about, hey, you've been part of the WordPress community for like ever. Here's a special link to get a ticket. And since went over there and purchased it. So that's exciting for me. This coming summer actually is a little bit lighter than typical. We might see Chicago definitely going to San Francisco now. But one that I'm excited about and I attended last year, which is a little bit later in the year, actually two of them. I've done Las Vegas 2 years. We'll be there for that one this year. But newly added to the schedule is WordCamp Philly 2012.
Philly, last, represent.
I'll tell you what, it was a super kick-ass event last year. I don't know how many folks you had there, 500, 600, 700, Brad, but it was super
whoever
fun.
Whoever organized that event is a genius is all I have to say.
Yeah. What's going on there? Can you give us a little details on what the dilly is? You're going to have it at a temple again?
Yeah. So we just announced the dates. We're still working on the theme, so don't go to our website because it sucks. But it's going to be October 20th and 21st, the weekend, so the entire weekend. Similar to last year, we did a day and a half. We're looking to do something similar this year. Full day at Temple, same venue as last year. Temple, Fox School of Business. Hosted us the last 2 years. This will be the third year, and I mean, they're absolutely amazing. The facility is top-notch. It's fairly new. It's only a few years old, and it's just extremely high-tech. All the rooms have, like, the latest and greatest projectors, dual screens. You know, it's classroom style with stadium seating. We have some big rooms, some small rooms, some breakout rooms. You know, we're just looking at really to make it better, bigger and better than last year. I mean, I don't know if it'll be bigger attendance-wise, but we're just making it better, you know, and we got a lot of good feedback last year. Everybody loved it. But there's certainly some things that didn't go as well as expected and some things we want to try and different stuff. So we're looking forward to change it up. The thing I'm most excited about this year is it's prior to Halloween. So the entire WordCamp is going to be Halloween focused. Everything from the website to speaker requirement will be you have to dress up. We'll be giving away some pretty massive prizes to, you know, best speaker costume, best attendee costume. you know, we're talking like some nice stuff like iPads and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. I don't think there's ever been a Halloween themed, fully Halloween themed WordCamp that I'm aware of.
No,
so
I know there have been some individual presenters who dress up at different times, both during the holidays and not. But
hey, I'll tell you, Ryan, you cannot come in drag. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, let me scratch that off my
better
list
make it
here.
And yeah, I expect both of you to be there. That's and maybe this year we'll actually record something. But
well, I don't know if we'll bring Daniel down. I'd love to have him down for it as well. But I'm pretty sure that that Tony will make it over there with me this year. I won't miss it again. I definitely want to hang out with Ryan. He's my iPhone savior, and I will forever be in his debt.
That's what I do for you. And I'm happy to. Hey, speaking of themes, which you reminded me, Brad, when you said that your theme sucked for the conference so far, 2012demo.wordpress.com was mentioned during the dev chat, which I feel like was mentioned somewhere on Twitter or maybe in a dev blog update somewhere. But it is basically the 2012 theme is pretty much ready to go out the door, according to the updates in the dev chat today. And that is the demo site. Where you can check it out, and it's pretty cool. It's still as minimal as you'd expect from a default theme so far, but it's definitely different. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, hey, can they really make three default themes that are kind of minimal, you know, white, gray, and black, and still have them looking different? And so far, I think they have.
If it allows the ability to hook in, and I haven't looked at it much, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
I'm not sure if it allows the ability to hook in like 2010 did. I think it's going to be a super kick-ass default theme. Period.
Yeah,
it looks good, and it's I haven't you know, pulled it off. It's on Git, right? So you can grab it if you want to play with it.
It's on Git. They said that that's out of date at this point.
Oh, I haven't seen an updated admin screen or admin side or the code. So I'm curious. Yeah, you know, I'm sure child theming is available. How extensible is it? And the interesting thing about the demo is it's set up where there's the home page is a page, it's a static page.
Yes.
And then they have a blog for the blog. So I'm curious. I'm assuming when you activate it, that may not be the case. It may default to blog. It may not. It may default to a page or something. So I'd be curious to see what the default is at. Because I know from the start they talked about kind of showing the default theme off as something other than just kind of a typical blog setup. So
right. That
would be a big change if you activate this theme and it starts off with a page, you know, versus a blog layout. So
very different. Yep.
See if they push that, which I hope they do, because that really... really shows the power off of WordPress to me when you kind of think outside the blog.
That sort of idea was also kind of forefront or on the forefront recently with 3.5 talk is kind of trying to revisit the reading settings screen just a little bit in terms of determining what is your front page or, and I, you know what I mean, the options for displaying your posts or displaying a page as your front page on your site, which even as somebody who's used WordPress for a long time, that's still I get hung up on sometimes. It's like, wait, what am I really setting here? What is this going to change and do? So there's been some talk
and then you get in a template,
that.
So you have home.php and front right. page. I always have to look up because I always forget which one's which. I get them mixed up, so mm-hmm. I have to look up what template does what. But I know what you're saying. It's a little confusing, and I think I saw mention of that in the dev chat too. Of that is confusing and has been for a long time. Maybe something they're going to work on for 3.5.
Yep.
Booyah!
Booyah!
Yeah, I'm all out of segues, man.
Yeah, you segued so hard that it's understandable.
It's almost like eating a late lunch and then you get the like the afternoon blues. Yeah, it's hurting right
so,
now.
So I don't know which one of you put in the most downloaded plugin piece, but it wasn't linked up, so I'm waiting to hear.
That was me. Okay. And there is no link on it. I tweeted about this earlier, so yeah. No one's actually mentioned this yet, but if you go to WordPress.org, go to the plugin page and look. And if you notice, and I calculated this earlier today, so it might change a little bit. Akismet is only about 120,000 downloads from passing All-in-One SEO as the number one plugin.
That's insane.
And All-in-One SEO has been number one plugin since I started using WordPress. So it's been a long time. Probably longer, and I haven't been in as long as some of you guys, but that was like 2006 probably. Now, obviously, Akismet ships with WordPress, right? So it's got a bit of an advantage, quite a huge advantage. But at this rate, it's definitely going to overtake it, right? So the question is when, how long until it does overtake it. But I don't think anyone's actually written an article about it. I just thought that was kind of interesting that there will soon be a new leader.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it wouldn't have... oh, thanks. All right. I try to link up everything.
Hey, way to go, champ.
Apparently, my dropping a link to the WordPress.org plugin directory was unnecessary in our IRC chat room.
Hey, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Here, let me cover all my bases here just so that...
This is my plugin repo. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
All right. So just in case everybody's not sure. It's kind of surprising to me, actually, that Akismet wouldn't be the most popular now. Granted, there's not much separating them, but just because it is bundled and is so much in everyone's face as they download WordPress, it's kind of surprising that it's not.
It's funny
far
too.
And away
if you look at the
popular.
If you put both the stats side by side, I love the graph on the stats because you can always see like a popular plugin, a plugin that gets quite a few downloads. You can always see when a new release comes out based on the stats because there's like this big spike for like a day or two, then it dies off and trickles down. Then there's another big spike like a few months later. But if you look at them, they're both, All-in-One SEO dropped a new version about a month ago. Akismet, the last version was April. Prior to that, the last version was at the beginning of the year for Akismet. So they're not, they're only doing a version every, 4 months, at least the last two versions. And All-in-One SEO has a few more than that. But honestly, either one of these plugins, if they push up a new version, they're going to get, a stupid amount of downloads. The last new release of All-in-One SEO had over 35,000 downloads in a day, So it'd be easy to kind of jump back up top, just release a couple new versions, right? Not saying you should do that just to be number one, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, start releasing every 3 days. Critical upgrade. Do it now.
I just thought that was interesting because there was always a pretty big gap between All-in-One SEO and the rest. It's always kind of been way out in front of everybody else. I mean, I remember All-in-One SEO was a few million above any of it. Akismet, I think, has always been number two as far as I can remember. But pretty interesting. So, Michael Torbert, we're all good friends. He does All-in-One SEO. So, Mike, you better get on it, man. Start pushing out some versions.
Do it.
Let's see. So, there was a new a WordPress 2012 survey that's been making the rounds.
Yes. Did you guys take it?
What? I got halfway through taking it, and then it was asking for written responses to a couple of them, and I stopped. Am I the only one that does that kind of stuff? I'm like, oh, click, click, yep. Oh, what do I think about?
Hey, can we wait till we're off the air to answer that question?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was what's your favorite thing about WordPress, and then what's your least favorite thing about WordPress? I think the two open fields.
Yep. which I can do now. I can do now. But earlier I was
I actually got to that too, and I stopped on that page and thought about it. I sent a tweet out about it, and I thought about it, and then I answered.
So what did you answer? What is your favorite and least favorite?
Most favorite thing, I put the community. Oh, I know.
Okay.
You guys, I love
it. No, I'm not laughing at the answer. No.
True, though, right?
That's a good
I left the animus. I left the animus.
I'll just say I put open source first. The fact it's open source, I love that. But then I deleted that and said, you know what? It's the community, because it really is. I mean, when I first got into WordPress, I had the community not really open themselves up to me and made themselves available. I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing now, which is my entire business and my entire life. So it's that good of a community where everybody really truly wants to help each other out. You know, we're not all in it just to screw people over and make as much money as we can.
Oh, that's why I'm in it.
Don't get me wrong. I like money and all, but you know, it's a great community, right? There's plenty of work to go around for everybody. There's no reason to be backstabbing and all that.
Hello, honestly, don't be bitch.
It's my call me sappy. You know, maybe I've had one too many.
Well, think
things.
About it. It's become more than than a piece of software. It's become more than business, but it definitely is a community, and that's really what it's about. No other community that I've been involved in would have businesses and like businesses, which would be considered competitors. They'll even consider themselves competitors. Collaborate like they do, and well beyond the actual software itself, right? It's like sending each other leads and helping each other out, and in turn, you end up growing together. I think it's completely productive for everybody involved, the end user, the businesses as they grow together, and the cool stuff that they end up making for everybody.
Brad, I bet I can guess your negative, your least favorite.
Sure,
guess. Did it have to do with media?
It did. <yeah. laughs> It was media. Wow. And honestly, I sat on that page, and the what did you like best? That's easy, right? I didn't think about that too hard. What's your least favorite thing about WordPress? That one I thought about. I sent out a tweet, and a couple people mentioned media, and it kind of sparked, you know what? That does need some help. But there's nothing I truly despise about it. Like, it's not great, but
it's
works.
Workable.
It's a job done. I know how to work it. I know how it works. It can be a little confusing for beginners, but I get it. You know, I use it all the time. So, it was a tough question. And stuff like that's kind of fun to think about every once in a while. Like, what is the one thing you dislike, or what is the thing that you like? If you can only say one thing, what is that? You know,
right.
But this is a cool survey, and it's always neat to see, because I know Matt's been putting this in his keynote at WordCamp San Francisco the last couple of years. I like seeing the average hourly rate for all all the people that actually work or do WordPress as a job. Like, what's their hourly rate? The average, I think, last year was around 50, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was around 50.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see if that. I have a feeling that's trending up a little bit. Because I don't know anyone who works for $50 an hour.
Hopefully, if it goes anywhere, it goes up.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, then there's no damn lack of work in our world.
Yeah.
Just a fact.
Yep.
There's plenty of work to go around. Yeah, that's a good one, Shelby. $50 million.
Maybe not quite that high.
Yeah, I wish.
I'll be psyched for that. It'd be awesome.
I'd be moving to Bermuda and living on the yacht that Brad got married on. It's good stuff. Yeah,
be the best website ever. So there's a new Code Poet ebook. Have you guys read through it? It's called Locking Down WordPress.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
I heard a guy we know that we know is in there, so that's pretty legit.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Actually,
what do you need more books for? Really? Like, what are you doing? You can't just leave some to the rest of us.
Hey,
you gotta take them all. Got to take all the books.
It was there's three of us contributed to it: Rachel Baker, myself, and John Ford. Mm-hmm. And they actually reached out to me and they said, "Hey, I heard you mentioned on WP Late Night that you would like to contribute to Code Poet," and I was like, "Hey, I would." So they mentioned this, and I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." And I just done my updated security presentation at WordCamp. I knew you were going to say something.
Uh-huh.
WordCamp New York. So I was like, really perfect timing. So I helped contribute to it, and it's pretty cool. I think it's neat to see Code Poet really start pushing out more resources like this. I'm anxious to see more eBooks because they really, like, we just kind of answered a bunch of questions and then they all put them together in this nice format, and it's it's pretty slick looking. Like, it's really professional looking. So, and, you know, a lot of people can benefit from this information. So,
I love it. I think it's well put together, Brad. And I think that the content that you guys are putting together, so I'm not sure how the whole editorial piece goes or the requirements about around what you're putting in there, how that all works. But I think that the info that's being put out is going to reach, well, I think, hell, even beyond the kind of dev design folks that maybe Code Poets focused on. I think that there's a lot of beneficial tidbits, tools, and things like that that are in there that'll benefit a larger mass or audience than that. So.
Right.
Kudos.
Which is really the exciting part about Code Poet, in the sense that, or since they've kind of, I don't know, reimagined what Code Poet should cover,
sure.
You know, in terms of just helping people who make things with WordPress and not necessarily only developers or designers or professionals. Mm-hmm. So fun to see it grow.
Yeah, it's cool because I think a lot of the stuff they're put on here, it definitely would not fit in a place like the Codex. You know, it doesn't, like, the Codex is great for kind of, you know, how to work with WordPress as far as code and functions and some how-tos and stuff. But when you get into specific, like, ebooks or articles, like in-depth articles or interviews or whatever it may be, it doesn't really fit in the Codex. So it's nice that, you know, the more I think about the site, the more I see what they're doing. I like this resource because you can really expand upon that. I mean, I think it'd be great to have a kind of an evolving, you know, they have that hardening WordPress page on the Codex, but that, you know, that only goes so far. Like, it'd be nice to have kind of this one-stop shop page for security that they constantly update, you know, so it's like, you want to know all the tips available from, you know, the most important to least important or, you know, whatever it may be, like, here's the page to visit. So I think this is a good step in that direction, and, you know, it's free, it's available for anyone that wants it. So go on down.
This is when we need that echo, so I can go, shameless plug. Or you can always go to blog.security.net or security.net /learn, and you've got a bunch of fun security tips that are WordPress related. Just saying.
That is good. And in fact, that's one of the resources I put because they wanted to know about security blogs. And I was like, you know, the only two that I even know of are security. You guys are, I've said it many times, you guys are awesome on the blog posts. Like, you're really, you know, you're talking about zero-day events and stuff and what's happening and how to protect yourself, which is great. Your blog is awesome, and then I know the Google blog, which is obviously more kind of, it's just covers anything, security, you know, so it's a little bit more broad, but definitely the security blog is a great, I can't even say security, right? Like, you guys got it. It's in my head now. It's just not.
Look, Brad, this is for Jewel.
Done.
I shake it like it's hot. My security. Oh, horrible. Okay.
Oh, boy. Huh. Awesome.
And on that note, pull the plug.
Yeah. Just wah, wah, wah.
We actually hit like an hour. Well, I guess we haven't done our. We
got picks, man.
We're at about 50 minutes, my brother. We're short.
Which, Brad, I don't even want to ask if you have one. A bar trick? I think that's what we're calling now, right? I like that. I like bar tricks. Yeah. That's cool. I approve. But you don't, do you? I think it's just Dre and I that prepared.
You had just, 2 weeks, you guys, Brad. Start first. Don't worry.
You had 2 whole weeks, Brad. What were you even doing?
That's what I was doing on the cruise, looking up bar tricks to talk about on the show.
I just assume that you learned at least a couple bar tricks while you were gone. Maybe not for the show.
Oh, I have one. Go ahead.
Okay. Mine is, which I never go first, so I'll go first. Mine, I just want to link up a blog post on Alex King's site from last week, where he just linked up a little GitHub plugin that he put together. I'm not sure if it's in the .org repo yet. But it adds a preview button to the full screen editor in WordPress, which, if you've ever used it before, there are different buttons which are kind of left out intentionally to keep the sort of interface really minimal. And his plugin just adds a preview button there so that you can preview a post as you're writing it. I like that. I like simple little plugins like that, as many of you probably know. So there you go. That would be my bar trick this week.
Booyah!
Booyah!
We got Dre.
Well, my bar trick is not so much of a trick, but more of an awareness play. We put out here in the last couple of weeks some issues going on with Parallels Plesk panel leading to malware. So a couple of big things came about. If you're running Plesk, this is something that you usually find in a virtual private server environment. So if you've got a VPS and you're running a bunch of websites, you're going to have some type of administrative console unless you're completely at the command line level. or command line interface level, you have some type of admin control, Plesk panel being one of them, and by far one of the more popular ones. So there was a vulnerability discovered and a couple issues there. One where they were, the first major issue is that they had, on the older versions of Plesk, they were storing passwords in clear text, which by now we know that's a bad thing. We're 2012, we've seen this stuff with LinkedIn here lately and a bunch of other, you know, huge networks and storing passwords in clear text. It's bad news, don't do it. They were doing it. Beyond that, there was a second issue with remote SQL an SQL vulnerability that was found in old Plesk instances where it allowed the attackers to actually come in and exploit all of the passwords that they were storing on there. So with those two major things going on, we've seen a huge influx of exploits out there. Using this vulnerability as the entrance, right? So clear text passwords plus database dumps equals mass password leaks. If you're running Plesk to manage your servers, make sure that you update it as soon as possible. Parallels has put out a couple patches. Go check out their site. They've got updates on it on their blog. Get it updated. If you're not sure if you're running it, actually SiteCheck is now checking for that. So if you go to sitecheck.security.net, run a scan on your site, it'll let you know if you're running an outdated and known vulnerable version of Plesk. If you are and you don't have control of that server, to go ahead and update that, contact your host or whoever's managing it for you to make sure that that gets updated as soon as possible. We're seeing infections and reinfections. Until it's patched, they've got an entry point. People are going to automate attacks against this. So once you make their happy list, whether you clean it or not, they're going to reinject on intervals. They're going to check to see if you're still outdated and push a bunch of funny business back up there. So rocking out with Brad, rocking out with Ryan. Shakiri, this is outstanding.
It was said.
I want to be on the happy list.
I did think that while it happened. Ooh, happy list.
Happy list. That sounds happy.
No, that's hey. You know, I feel like I was just educated hardcore, and I certainly was.
I feel like that. My site's now unsecure, and I need to go check it.
Probably is actually.
If your site is unsecure, call Shakiri Security.
Mm-hmm. See your doctor.
I'm just saying.
Bunch of assholes on this podcast.
That's what we are. That's what we do.
I just want to earn our iTunes explicit.
Didn't you miss us? Yeah, you might as well.
All right, I have a good one. I have a great one. It's a premium plugin called WP All Import. Have you guys heard of this? Because I had not.
I have not. This is news to me.
News to me, too, until a couple weeks ago. One of my guys found it, and we were playing with it. Watch the video, because this is cool. It was cool enough. I watched the video. I bought it immediately, and I'm now using it on quite a few sites. So basically the gist is you can take any XML or CSV file, import it, and it can be a hosted file, it can be on an external server, whatever, drop the URL in there, or you can upload it. And it will process the file, and then it will basically come back and say, all right, here's all the elements we found, either in your XML or your CSV. And then it's like drag and drop. So it puts you in the editor of WordPress, and you can drag, all right, this field is the title, drag into the title. This field's the content. And then when you're happy, you click next. And on the next screen, you can do categories, you can drag tags, you can do custom fields. It's essentially an all-in-one importer for XML and CSV. And we do a lot of like custom importers we build for web dev. And then we came across this, and we're like, well, that pretty much does what we were doing anyways. Obviously, there's always going to be some additional things you might need to do. But, I mean, the price is premium. It's $99 for the base level or $199 for developer. But I mean, if you're importing a lot of data and you don't know how to code, or maybe you do know how to code and you just want to save some time, I mean, this thing is the way to go. Just watch the video. It's only a few minutes long. I watched the video and it kind of blew me away, so I immediately bought it and did some imports, and it works exactly as it says it works. I have not had a single problem with it yet. So, and I had never heard of it, so I don't know how it slipped by or how it's being promoted, but I don't think it's really made the rounds. So,
well, you know what just happened to them? They just got the late night bump.
They're about to blow up. Yeah. I hope they're
ready. Yeah.
That's what you just gave them.
Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. Brad gave the plug. He gives the okay and the thumbs up. You're going to get a traffic bump, so we want our free T-shirts.
Look out.
You can contact wpcandy.com to make sure that we get our T-shirts.
You can WP all import those T-shirts directly to our mailing addresses. Actually, I just remembered something I was messing with today, and I haven't had to visit this page on the WordPress dashboard in a long time. So just a reminder to people that it exists. I was, and this is like a second bar trick, I guess, because I just thought of it.
Bar tricks are awesome.
Bar trick edition 2. I was trying to figure out, there's a plugin upgrade that had gone a little weird on one of my sites, and I was trying to figure out why it was giving me the wrong information, or at least information that I thought was wrong. And it was an option that the plugin was saving, but it was something that happened kind of all in the background. It wasn't like there was an input field somewhere in its settings screen to change it. And I was like, but I do remember there's that hidden settings screen in WordPress at just wp-admin/, I think it's options.php, that just gives you a full, just a crazy, hearty list of all of your site options.
The gamut of options.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. So I use that today. It's been a long time since I've had to pull it up for any specific reason, but came in handy. Definitely worth
awesome
mentioning again. Well, cool. Man, an hour flies by when it's our first hour in a couple weeks. Good stuff.
It does. And we're actually pretty close to an hour.
This is
almost to the minute.
I thought these shows were like 2 hours long. That's what I remember. So maybe
We're not done, because after this is the aftertaste, the after show for WP Late Night, where things just get crazier.
It's saucy.
Yeah, we start draining things.
Start playing strip plugin.
That is a promise to you as our listeners.
Strip plugin.
What I mean by that, then you got to hang out for the aftertaste.
Yeah, actually, in the aftertaste, I want to talk about some of the... I've been making plugins lately, which is like fun. I want to talk about those.
Welcome to WordPress Help Desk.
Yeah.
Ryan has some questions.
No. I've been making plugins.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? I like that whole concept that we threw. Maybe in the aftertaste, we could start doing this, is just randomly start bringing people in. So we'll talk about that as we get off the air here. Now, I do want to plug WP Late Night, WPLN, for those of you that want to just use letters instead of full words. We're continuing to grow. We're excited to see traffic bumps all the way around with downloads and people actually tuning in live. We are looking to continue growing the show and bringing in sponsorships. So if there's any interest there, we'll throw out the information on the actual page. You can call us at any time at 1-800. We are Pimpalicious.
Yeah, don't call us. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, just don't ever call us, really. It's just
there's nobody there. It's just going to ring and ring.
But most of you listening in know where to find us. WPCandy.com is probably the most central point to do that. And
WPLateNight.com works too.
WPLateNight.com works. So if you've got any information you want us to send your way, feel free to contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking for sponsorships. We're looking to take the show on the road. We're also looking at bringing in folks from around the world into the show in a few different really creative ways. So let's get this moving. Let's get some sponsorships on board.
Hey, we're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook.
Woohoo! And MySpace.
No, we're not.
No, Space Mine.
Who put us on MySpace? Don't take us off there. It's a joke. Stop that thing.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I was looking at Facebook, and you put it on my face.
Cool Facebook. I love that. Love that site.
We are so primed for an after show. thanks everybody for tuning in. This was episode number 16. We'll be back same as normal next Wednesday. I believe we will have a guest on the book, so we'll get an announcement out about that. Anything else you guys want to plug before we take off?
Well, shit, episode 16. I mean, we're tied in for a while, or I mean, like, how's that even work? Hmm. We should get tattoos.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna run away. I gotta run very far away. We should start with t-shirts, I think.
T-shirts would be good, but first we need branding, so we'll work through that.
We need proper branding.
Proper branding is probably more appropriate.
All right, we'll work on that during the after show. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Bye, guys.
Peace out.
Man, where's my outro music, man? Fail.
What do you expect? It's late night. Things like this happen. Suck.
There we go. A proper send-along. So.